So on January 9th in the morning, they proposed the procedure, which was very efficient. They proposed that Vidakto and I concentrate on the agreements and on the major principles of the protocol. That we create a working group to work out the technical details of the protocols. For example, Vidakto and I will decide there'll be 46 posts throughout the country. Then these posts will be covered by the following principles. Then a cabinet assignment from the State Department headed the working group on our side, and the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs headed a working group on their side to place these posts around the country. They had a disagreement, they brought it back to us. So we had two groups working simultaneously. In fact, January 9th, which happened to be the President's birthday, I sent a cable to the President in which I said the following. We celebrated your birthday today by making a major breakthrough in the negotiation. In sum, we settled all the outstanding questions contained in the text of the agreement, made major progress on the method of signing the agreement, and made a constructive beginning to the protocol. Then I gave the President the details of what was done, which I don't want to bore you with. Because then I was adamant. Then at the end, I said, the Vietnamese and me have broken our hearts several times before, and we cannot assume success until everything is pinned down. But the mood and the business-like approach was as close to October as anything we have seen since October.